you said that when you first got ordained, you were just doing it to learn about Buddhism?
Yeah.
Right? So what changed for you that made you decide to fully dive in and be a monk?
I think one of the things that I mean, there's a couple of things that happened. One is just internally, the experiences that I had in meditation, really kind of shifted in terms of, wow, this is possible. There's really another possibility other than my confused, wretched mind. And so that was a big deal. But then also meeting a teacher like Ajahn Chah, seeing somebody who really embodied peace and freedom and awakening. So you know, those two things together were very important, very instrumental in making that. And it wasn't really conscious at first, and in fact, it was sort of you're always kind of hedging your bets. How can I get out of this? You know, because there's part of me is sort of like, oh wow, yeah, I should really just give myself to this and forget about anything else. And then there's another part of sort of saying, you know, okay, how do I get out of this? How do I gracefully make a departure? But just increased confidence, and it was also interesting the very first morning that I arrived at Ajahn Chah's monastery and paid respects to him, which is what you do when you arrive at a new monastery, pay respects to the teacher, the abbot, and paid respects to him. I finished my bows. And then he just sort of looked at me for a bit, and I'm kind of not. And then he said, "You want to stay? You want to stay with me, you have to stay at least 5 years." That was the introduction I had to Ajahn Chah. And it was sort of like, you know, it's just 5 years, no way. But, you know, he just pushed my button. He's incredibly good at that. He just knew where our buttons were. and of course that reverberated in my mind over time, where I'm staying with them, and at first 5 years, because at first I was just going to pay respects to this well-known teacher, and I'll go and do this and do that, and I did. I went off, and after I don't know, a few weeks maybe, then I went and stayed at a meditation monastery where I could do exactly like I wanted. I wanted to do solitary practice. I wanted to be really focused on this meditation. And I didn't really want to live in community. I didn't want to live as I kept practicing and kept meditating, and I got good results, but I just kept thinking of Ajahn Chah. And then it was after, I don't know, 6 months, and it was sort of like, because I kept extending my time as well. So it was after 6 months, I go, okay, 5 years is 5 years. You got to go back there.